Hey everybody, welcome back. So just wanted to touch on something real quick. I'm at work, so I can't take real long, unfortunately. But you know, it's a pretty sad thing that nowadays, when a guy tries to be a gentleman, like purely just tries to be a gentleman and help out a woman, you know, she needs a ride somewhere. You know, she may not know him, or she may even know him or just have met him or whatever. You know, I understand that it's dangerous to go off with a stranger. I get that. And there's really no way of really telling if a man is sincere and just really truly wants to give a girl a ride or not. But here's the thing. Those guys that are really sincere, like moi, I love to help out people as much as I possibly can. But all those scumbags out there that like to kidnap girls and stuff like that, they make it impossible for a girl just to look at a guy and be like, "Oh, he's wanting to help me out. I really like this guy. I wish there was more like him." And they don't know that until they start getting to know the guy, if they even care to do such a thing. And, you know, so like, it's just impossible to be a nice person nowadays. And they wonder why, you know, a lot of people or a lot of guys are what they call assholes. You know, it's because they've been treated bad because of just them being a man. And it sucks. Like, I wish there were women like that, and so they could understand, you know, what men go through. I may be looking at this one-sided, and I'm sorry if I am, you know, but this is just from my perspective of things. And yes, I know there's two sides to every story, okay, so don't get me wrong. But still, I mean, just, you know, women out there, if you're listening to this, give a guy a chance. You know, if he, snoop him out a little bit first at least, you know, and, you know, maybe if somebody knows the guy and you don't, ask them about him or something like that, you know. Or, you know, if you just met the guy, you know, sit there and talk with him long enough, ask him penetrating questions that will get him to tell you whether basically he's a creep just wanting to get in your pants, or if he is a nice, you know, truly a nice guy just wanting to help you out. Like, ask him a question like, does he have kids? Is he married? You know, how long has he lived around the area? Hell, Google him first. Jesus, I mean, it's not that hard. Go in the bathroom, Google the guy, and see what you come up with about him before you go with him. If you can't find anything about him online, that's probably a good thing, because that means he's neither been in the news for something bad, or, I mean, it's bad, kind of bad that he's never been in the news for something good, but I mean, 99.9% of all Americans or all people in the world have never been in the news for something that they've done that was good. You know, people do good things every day and don't get credit for it on the news. So, if you can't find anything bad about him online, at least, you know, go to casenet.com. I guess what it's called. Something about casenet, anyway. See if he's got a background, criminal background, you know? If he's got a criminal background, yeah, hell, don't go with him. By all means. But if he doesn't have any cases on there at all, or if it's just something like fucking child support, or, you know, a ticket that he didn't pay, or some shit like that, you know, give the guy a chance. You know, if it's some stupid shit, you know, it's probably not worth, you know, saying anything about. You know, everybody gets parking tickets. Everybody falls on hard times and can't pay certain bills and stuff like that. You know, make your own decision, though. Don't listen to me fully, you know, and go by exactly what I say. But, you know, definitely do your own research. See what comes up. That's probably the easiest and best, safest way to, you know if a guy is going to do anything bad to you. But anyway, my point is, you know, women, give guys a chance. Like, for crying out loud, good guys a chance. You know, because you may turn out to like them a lot. They may be your next future husband. Who knows? You know? Don't be a stupid bitch. Sorry. I know that was... Don't judge me. That's just how I feel, because I've been done that way so many times, and that's how it comes off to me, is they're being a stupid bitch. So, roast me for that if you like. Whatever. But still. Anyway, girls, don't be that way. Don't just be that way. Give a guy a chance. Just let him take you home. Let him give you a ride. Let him give you a few dollars for gas. You know, if you need something, let a dude help. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry if I pissed anybody off with what I said, but, you know, these are just my feelings. So, get over it. Till next time, see y'all later.